Hello and welcome to the Clydesdale Chronicle, where we focus on preserving the stories of the past, addressing the issues of today, and generating ideas for the future. Enjoy.
Well, welcome back to the Clydesdale Chronicle. We are sitting down tonight with Kristen Hastings and Shelby Wall, who are our co-chairs for our World Clyde Show. So we're going to talk about everything World Clyde Show. And so just for those of you who are unaware, we are hosting yet another World Clyde Show. It will be October 1st through the 5th. It's going to be in Springfield, Illinois at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. And just to kick it off, you know, for those who just found out and they're interested, let's talk about hotels. Where can people stay? How does the camp, is there camping? How does that work? What about the amenities for our people first?
So for the hotels, we have created a block of rooms available at the Holiday Inn Express, Ramada, Springfield North, the Northfield Inn and Suites, the Crown Plaza, and the Hilton Garden. If you look at the entry and premium book that is on the Assist Expo website, it does give the numbers of each of those hotels and a code that you can give when you call to book those reservations. For the Ramada and the Northfield, those two hotels are pretty much filled up for the whole entire week, but they do have a few nights available. So if you're wanting to go to one of those hotels, just give them a call and see which nights are available. But there are several rooms available at the Crown Plaza, Holiday Inn Express, Holiday Inn Express, Crown Plaza, and the Hilton Garden. As far as camping, there is a campground on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. The number for that is also in the entry and premium book. No reservations are required or accepted. You just show up. The October rate is $25 per night for campers and $15 per night for tents. There are several campground sites available. Some have electricity, water. The restrooms with showers are nice. Some have some sewer hookups and dump stations. But the campers must be parked in the campground locations on the southwest corner of the fairgrounds. There is a camping superintendent that will come around to the campers and issue camping permits.
Is camping going to be first come, first serve then?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
There is quite a few sites there. First come, first serve.
Okay. Awesome. So kind of going through this on the schedule aspect, is there a place other than the entries to kind of see the schedule for the World Show for someone that's planning on maybe coming to watch the show or just planning to attend where they can see the schedule? I know you guys are planning, we're having two separate rings, more of a riding ring and then the Coliseum for driving and halter and dual halter classes. But is there a schedule available for people to see if they're just planning on attending?
Yep, it is posted on the website, on the 2025 World Clydesdale website. You can access that website through the Breeders Association, the Clydes USA, and then click on events and it's on there. Yes, so do you want me to go through a little bit of the schedule?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Sure. Wednesday, we kick off on October 1st with morning classes in the Coliseum on Wednesday. All of Wednesday will be in the Coliseum. We're going to start with some kart classes, afternoon classes. There'll be some obstacle courses and a trail class. And then starting at 5 o'clock is the Registered Mare 6 and Open Unicorn and a couple other team and kart classes. Thursday morning in the Coliseum, we're going to start with the mare halter classes. They're also in the riding arena on Thursday morning. We're going to start with the dressage competitions. So if you want to watch the mare halter, you can join us in the Coliseum. If you want to see what the dressage events are about, that would be on in the riding arena. On Friday, we are.
Just another little note on here. If you can't attend and you want to watch the live stream, both rings will be live streamed. So if the that way you don't have to miss like halter or riding, you'll be able to see them at the same time.
Awesome.
Cool. On Friday, we are back in the Coliseum with split rings for the stallion and the gelding on the other side. After those classes, the stallion classes, we'll have the group classes. But also, here again on Friday morning at 8 o'clock in the riding ring, there will be some riding classes as well. Friday evening in the Coliseum starts with 5 o'clock with a 6 horse hitch. Again, some riding, some cart classes, and the registered mare four. We do have that registered stallion cart class. Let me see here. Saturday morning, we're going to be in the Coliseum with some of the youth classes. Friday, we're going to Sorry, Saturday evening at 5 p.m., the Supreme Six is that night, as well as the breast cancer awareness class. Sunday morning, Coliseum, we have the youth decorating, youth showmanship, youth judging. We'll finish out the morning session with the Classic Series cart. And at 12 o'clock in the Coliseum, the 8 horse hitch costume class. Couple more cart classes, and hopefully finish up. And everybody had a hopefully everybody has a good time with a full schedule. It is a full schedule. We're trying to pack a lot in, but it is a doable.
Awesome. So speaking of that entry deadline, I know that's approaching. I know I've gotten some calls for some people. One of them was actually just about the schedule, about I'm doing in a colt and I want to show my 3-year-old gelding how I'm going to do this. And I said, well, there's going to be plenty of people around. So you can get somebody to lead one of them in the ring for you. I said, so bring them both. But when are entries due?
July 14th,
Okay. Are
without
you
a
guys
late
ex
fee.
okay. So after the 14th, what's the deal?
Then you have till August 1st, but you'll have to pay an extra $100 for those late entries. But to go with your entries, so you can sign up for as many classes as you want to. You're just paying for your stalls. So it's definitely more budget friendly and a lot more helpful if you would get your entries in for July 14th, because we want to see who's in the classes. And the most important thing with that cutoff is that you will be listed in the show program. So it's to highlight the breed. So people are going to be studying that book constantly. It's always in people's hands for any World Show Congress. People want to know what your horse is bred from. So it's just really important to be in that show program.
Okay, speaking of the show program, when's your deadline for ads for the show program?
The same August 1st.
August 1st. Okay. And what's the cost on like a full page, half page for that, Shelby?
Full page is 300 and half page is 150.
Okay. And if they're interested, do they get in contact with you or do they go right to the person that's producing it?
Either or.
Okay.
If you just have questions on the payment, contact me. But if you already have your ad ready to go, you could send it directly to Christy, at Top Line Marketing.
Very cool. Perfect.
Okay.
So
Well, speaking of entries and deadlines, what kind of sponsorship opportunities are left? So it sounds like we have some barn sponsors, some ribbon sponsors, some wagon sponsors, live stream sponsors. What's left and who's sponsored so far?
sure.
The most recent, the stalling, the barns have been going really quick. We only have 118 barn left. So 18D is available. And that is the barns that are connected to where the national sale's at. And then the barns across the way, we have 25K, M, N, O, P, and Q. And then the other barn that's kind of like kitty corner to the livestock center where the sale is at will be full of portable stalls. And then it's surrounded by wash racks. That one is also available.
Okay.
What's the cost of those barns that are left, Shelby? Is that the $500? Is that correct?
500. Yep.
Okay. And then so you're offering daily ribbon sponsors. What's the cost for something like that? Isn't that
1,000, I believe, per day.
okay. And then wagon sponsors, you guys are gonna have banners posted for anyone that wants to be a wagon sponsor. The cost of that's 750. And then if you have a bullet business that you really want to promote, that's gonna be on YouTube and live streamed on all social media platforms that the association has. The cost of a live stream sponsor is $2,500. So anyone that's interested in sponsoring ribbons, barns, wagons, or live stream, get a hold of Shelby Wall. She will gladly get you signed up for that and take care of you. One thing we skipped over is the national sale was just this past April. You guys have some special classes for any horse that's gone through the national sale from 2023, 2024, and 2025. What classes do you have, and how much cash is in the pot for those six classes?
Just a little chunk of change of $40,000. So definitely worth it for anybody that's purchased in those years. It is three divisions and they are riding, halter, and a show cart. So you can enter, there's three divisions and six classes, and you can enter one of the classes per division. So you're going to have English or Western riding, a show cart or a pleasure cart, and then mare and gelding or stallion halter. So definitely one of my favorite classes that we're offering. And I don't know.
So,
I think
if
it's
I
cool that we're
understand this right,
promoting.
there's six classes, and if you bought a horse at the national sale, you could enter three of the six classes.
Correct.
Okay. So, you could do one riding, one cart, one halter with that one horse you
Correct.
bought at the sale. Okay.
Yes.
So, if you bought a couple horses in the last 3 years from the national sale, you could be busy that day.
Yes.
Yeah, very busy. But it should pay off with 40 grand behind it.
Yeah. Well, they are spread out though, so it's not all in one
Okay.
day. So that's gonna
Okay.
help.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then another really exciting class is the registered stallion class. Kristen just got some confirmation on a sponsorship for this. If you want to go on to that, Kristen.
Is that a cart class? It
Yes,
is.
it is the registered stallion cart class. Chesapeake, Clydesdales, and Victoria, the Davis Foundation has graciously donated $10,000 for those entries in those classes. So we are just encouraging if you have a stallion and you want to promote him, please enter him. This class is also, we're promoting it as the Stallions in Motion Stallion Cart class. So it is listed in the entries, and any stallion that is ready to drive is eligible.
Awesome, very
As of right
cool.
now, it just says it's a pot of 2,500, but as of this week, it is going to be 10,000. So
Okay.
super exciting. Definitely worth to break a stallion for
Yeah.
and we've got time if we air this quickly, Kale.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've
Yes.
started mine, so we'll
Did you?
see. Yeah, we'll see if he's ready in
Are we
time.
gonna take bets to see if Kale makes it in the ring?
I think the horse will be fine. I'll probably be the nervous wreck that'll probably shit the bed. So,
No, notice I didn't say the bet was the horse getting in the ring. The bet
yeah,
was
I know.
getting
I
you
got
in
that.
the
Yeah, I got that, Christy, loud and clear. So,
So one
who
more
are some of your?
specialty class before
Oh,
Kale gets on a different topic.
okay.
It's, typically we've done kind of the make-a-wish, but it sounds like you're going more towards a breast cancer class.
Yep.
It's kind of our charity, I suppose, because it's October.
Yes, that is correct. We chose an organization out of Ohio that is called Pink Ribbon Good. This organization is a non-for-profit 501c3. What this organization does is they help women who are going through cancer, and they just help the family out and help the women out with meals, transportation to their treatments, house cleaning, and they also have a peer support system for women that are going through the Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation. So it's $100 to enter the class. Also, Elite Horse Decorations has graciously donated for each entry a pink set of horse decorations for their horses to be displayed in this class. So we will have those packets available for you when you check in for the World Show. And again, it's $100 to enter the class. Those proceeds will be given back to the Pink Ribbon Good organization.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So you got some stuff for sale up on the ClydesUSA.com website. You got some banquet tickets. What do you guys have planned for the banquet at the World Clydesdale Show?
Yep. The banquet will be held right there at the Expo Center. It's to the southeast of the Coliseum. Beautiful facility. Happy hour has been provided for us by the Clydesdale Outpost, so we appreciate their support in the banquet and happy hour. It is $30 for an adult and $15 per child, ages 5 to 12. The banquet will consist or be provided by Faye's Famous Barbecue. They have been grilling on an open fire grill since 1962. It started local for them at local county fairs, and now they cater events and weddings. They will be providing for us steak kebabs, chicken, grilled chicken, and grilled pork chops. So it's delicious food. It's a favorite here. They actually are from my area up here. They've done the sandwich fair for years, but they have retired that position here a couple years ago. And even they on Fridays afternoon for lunch and dinner, if you're ever in this area on Route 23 and Route 30, they have their grill set up right there. And anybody can join them for lunch or dinner. So they're a it's a cool organization that they can provide the open barbecue for people. So, and it's delicious.
So, are people able to purchase those tickets at the event, or does that need to be pre-purchased, or are you encouraging people to buy them ahead of time so you guys can get an accurate count on the meal, or what's the deal there?
Yes, they have guaranteed that they will have enough meals, regardless of what the final totals are. But it would help us if you could buy your tickets at Exist Expo. We will have tickets available in the office until Wednesday afternoon at noon. So that
Okay.
is an option as well. But if you can buy them online, that'd be great.
Okay.
Well, yeah, for those that have entries, the easiest way is just to do it on well, on Assist Expo while you're doing your entries. You could get them there, which almost everybody so far has done, so that's awesome. We are currently expecting 600-ish, so I think we're kind of still on track for that. Another thing I wanted to mention that's going to be at the banquet, the first Jack Parnell Memorial Scholarship Award, or not scholarship, sportsmanship award will be given there at the banquet. So that will be very exciting to see who gets the first one.
Yep. Also, we'll have an auction to support future world shows. Some top items. We're still working on those. They're large items. I know that we do have a couple training sleds and a quilt that is in the making as well, even as we speak. And it is just gorgeous. It's beautiful. So keep an eye out for those. We'll try to get those pictures posted here. As we get closer to the World Show on Facebook and the page. So,
Awesome. Well, speaking of what else you're selling, you guys do have a couple raffles that you're doing at the World Show. You've got a custom golf cart that's decaled out with the World Clydesdale Show logo, and also you have a brand new show cart. When is the drawing on that? When do the tickets end on that? How much are tickets? And those are just available online, or are they going to be available at the event as well?
The show cart is designed and made and donated by JW Custom Wagon, so we definitely want to thank them for their contribution. You can get six tickets for $100, or one ticket for $20, and there's just 1,000 tickets on those ones, and those ones are selling pretty fast. So definitely get on those online, or you could also do them while you do your entries, and then possibly while I'm at the national show in Iowa, would like to have an area where I could help people purchase any of the banquet show cart or the raff or show cart, the golf cart as well.
And the show cart, we're planning on drawing at the banquet the winner of the show cart and the golf cart, hopefully at the block party on Saturday evening. So.
Awesome. Very cool. So Budweiser's coming to town for the World Clydesdale Show. What do they have planned? They're going to be in where the Clydesdale in the auction area, where usually where the sale happens. What do they have planned?
Well, one reason to get to the show early is they will be doing a pub crawl Tuesday evening. So they will be having busing that will be going downtown, and then they will come through with the hitch downtown Springfield. So that's really exciting. Us with putting on the show probably can't see it, but for those traveling, I think that's like a super big highlight that be fun to join in at. They're going to be on display where the national sale is held in that ring. Half of that will be the horses on display, and then the other half will be beer garden. And tentatively, hopefully, they have a large screen play their promo stuff, and then they could also put the show up on that screen for people that are down there enjoying a beverage. They're also going to have merchandise on just their Budweiser booth there. So lots of fun stuff. And then the vendors will be all around them. So a lot of happenings there. And then still working out a detail on one of the nights for them to kind of go down the like a parade with them before one of the evening performances. So super excited for them.
Very cool. So you just brought up a topic that I didn't have written down. Vendors, are you have a lot? Do you have availability yet for vendors if people are interested? Where are you at with that?
We have a few signed up already, some asking questions, but definitely if you want to be a vendor, need to know sooner than later, because we only have so much room. I do think that Boot Barn is going to come, so that'll be
Cool.
fun if anybody needs new shoes, not just for your horses.
Well,
So
Awesome.
with that, vendors, is it just vendors for clothing, etc.? Are you going to have food vendors as well? Like, is there any on-site food for people coming to the show?
Yes, we do have we have been told that the macaroni and cheese guy will be there, Cheese It. We're just waiting on confirmation from him. Mr. Ribeye, Taft's, Penny Taft's will be there to sell sandwiches as well. And the Coliseum Corner is also interested in being there as well. I think we have a couple, a coffee vendor that is reached out to us showing interest as well. So
Awesome.
that
Very
is
cool. I'm
good
trying
to
to get a
know.
l local guy up here to get his get a temporary license for the state of Illinois to go down there and do it, but we'll see if he actually gets it done. You would know him too, Christy. So
Oh yeah.
yeah, Phil.
What does he
That's
have?
another one that I'd put money on.
Rockin' Hill Wagyu Beef. So they have Clyde's up in Kewaunee, and they raise Wagyu, and they're trying to, I think, gonna promote the business a little bit down there, but I was trying to get him to actually bring the booth down there. So hopefully, I guess we'll see who's gonna be more successful if I get a stud in the ring or if Phil gets his food booth down there. So
The bets are on.
they are on. I hate to say it, Kale, but I'm going for the food.
You're going,
That's where I'm
Phil.
putting the
Thanks,
money.
Christy. Yeah, gee, thanks. So much confidence. Well, awesome. This sounds like you guys kind of got a cool show coming up. Some exciting classes, some great sponsors. I do want to kind of highlight some of your sponsors here, if I can just pull it up. The title sponsor for the World Clydesdale Show is Beto Clydesdales. Some of the platinum sponsors are Anheuser-Busch, Rick and Donna Farrow of Wrestling Spirits Clydesdales, Mark and Shannon Martin of Classic City Clydesdales, the Clydesdale Outpost, JW Scott Custom Hitch Wagons, and also Lundergan Clydesdales. Sam and Angie Bork would be Gold, Robin Bell, Clydesdale Education Foundation, Alomar Acres, Jeff and Tracy Collings, Joseph Helmuth, Murhau Trailers, and Dr. Linda of Iron Horse. Is there anyone else I'm missing those gold, platinum, and title sponsors that you guys know of?
Yeah, Melvin and Jenny Bailey and Chesapeake Clydesdales.
Awesome. So
So yes, thank you for
the full listings of sponsors are up on the CBUSA website. Please thank everyone, whether you're a team member, a friend, or a title sponsor. Please thank everyone who's helped give to this upcoming World Show. We truly appreciate it.
I just have one question for Shelby. So, when the entries and everything close, when are the stalling charts going to get put together? Because your husband promised we would be in the same aisle, and I just need to confirm that. Apparently, we had a lot of fun at the Clydesdale.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd
So
be wise to keep you two separated.
I was going to say, which
Apparently,
one of
I'm
those two
fun,
sponsors
Kale.
Barn? Did you sponsor Barn yet, Christy?
No, but I was thinking the Clydesdale Chronicle should.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Let's talk about this after then. Or we'll have to be a wagon sponsor, or a ribbon sponsor, or something. So
Well,
awesome.
as of
Well,
right
thanks.
now, Evan and Glenn are in the same barn. So if you can handle Evan and Glenn together, we can make it work.
I don't think I
No.
would show a single horse if that's where I was
No.
stalled. I might not even make it to the ring if that's where I was stalled.
But
Well, thanks
hopefully
again for your time.
mid-September it'll be out.
Okay. So mid-September, people are going to know where they're stalled. There's still opportunities for barn sponsorship, ribbon sponsorship. Again, thank you to all the sponsors who've already donated, to all the people who have donated their time. Shelby, to you and Kristen and to the board for all the work that you've put into this too. I know there is a lot that's going on behind the scenes, even though it doesn't seem like a to some membership, it doesn't always seem like a lot is coming out, but I know like you're really working hard behind the scenes, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
All
both
right.
you guys and your committee have a thankless job, but we truly appreciate it. So
Well, there is one more thing that I want to touch on, and that is the block party. Kind of my little brainchild that I want to put together. The thought process, so it would be Saturday night, so there'd still be one more day of showing. My thought would be to get a decent size, like pretty good country band to come and play. And then the meal would be free for just the exhibitors, but then we'd have all the food vendors there for public, and then also the beer garden there for the public. So for people that are not quite sh like they know Budweiser Clydesdales, but they're not really sure, I thought it'd be a fun way to get other people from Springfield to come see the show and watch the band, and then kind of maybe just get introduced to Draft Horses that way. But we do have a meal sponsor, but definitely still looking for a band sponsor to get that all to come together.
That
So what are
sounds
you
fun.
thinking for someone that may be interested in doing that? What are you thinking cost-wise on a band sponsor, Shelby? Just so
I
they
have
had an idea.
two pretty good bands, and they came at $3,500 for
Okay.
an evening.
Awesome. So if anyone's interested in potentially sponsoring anything, including a potential band for a block party, reach out to Shelby Wall. You're also the one that's on the World Clydesdale Show Facebook. Is that who they're conversing with when
Yep.
people message you there? Okay.
That's me.
Awesome. And if anyone has questions on entries, your number's listed on that, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thanks again, all of you, for your time. We truly appreciate it. And we are really looking forward to October. I just need to keep driving my stud. So don't worry about that stuff.
It's all about proving Christy wrong now.
Now it is going to be that way. Yep. I'm a spiteful motherfucker. So, yep. So. Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Yeah,
Have a
all
good
right.
night.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Yeah.